I'm like Serrano. I only hit the fastball.
Okay. I guess. I don't know. Do you think now Charlie Sheen claims that during the filming of that movie he was throwing mid-80s.
No way.
He was probably enhancing with the steroids though.
There's no way. I don't
He could play. He could play. You watch him play. He starred in a couple of baseball movies like within a year. He was in really? That one. Yeah, he was in that one and in one of my favorite movies called Eight Men Out about the 1917 White Sox.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen it.
Or 1919, sorry. They won the series in 1917. They threw it in 1919. So he was in that. I'll bet you he's probably he could probably play. I don't know about 85 though.
Maybe it's a windy day.
Maybe in Arizona. Maybe they filmed in Arizona. And you can add 5 mph in Arizona.
Maybe he was throwing down off a cliff.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, good. We solved that. Wonderful. Let's get on to some photo stuff. Hello and welcome to episode 482 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam
in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Still, yeah, I'm still here.
The Five.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's calling it that.
Well, we'll wait till this blows over and then we'll make a push.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. You know what? Just thought of a shirt.
Uh-oh.
I might have to bleep this if you think it's good.
Okay, let's hear it.
When this is all over.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous. You better, right? You better bleep that.
I gotta bleep that one. All right, sorry. I'm considering making these shirts now.
That's good. All right.
Okay, good story. Hey, great. Hey, tell us more.
Tell us more about what you might do someday.
Amazon. I'm not going to sell these on Amazon. I'll tell you that much for free. But you can buy other things on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out. I bought a couple things this week.
Saw related.
Tangentially.
Okay.
I bought more pocket hole screws because I wanted. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I am gonna build. Like I got time now. I don't know about you.
Sure, I got lots.
I got some time. Whenever somebody I don't much care for shoots me a message, and like, hey man, you got time to talk? I'm like, I don't know, really kind of busy. That's how you know you're on the outs with me. But right. So I was like, you know what? Oh, I'm gonna go buy a bunch of wood, and I'm gonna make some cabinets, like a ton of, like, more cabinets than I have space for. That's my plan.
Okay.
So I bought a pocket hole screws, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, hard to find here at the hardware store. So I ordered them on Amazon, dropped them off. The guy just threw them out the window at 50 mph. And later, Hosen, that's what he said. And yeah, so I got those. And then I'll fill you in on the plywood part later. So, but
can't wait. I can't wait for that part.
Spoiler alert, I got a bunch of screws with nowhere to go. So that's the good news. And you know what else I bought? You don't know. There's no way you can guess these. I don't even know if you know that these things exist. That's okay. How, maybe you do. I wanted to aerate my lawn.
Okay.
You know, punch the holes in it so that like the air can get down and the moss doesn't grow, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I don't have acreage, so we're good. And they sell spike shoes that you can walk around and punch holes in your lawn with.
Cool. You need those for children.
Oh, do they make, like, so I can step on children?
No. You need those shoes for your children so they can just go run around on the lawn.
Yeah, that'd be good. That actually makes more sense.
It sure does.
Yeah, I'm going to get those. I'm going to get the kid size. I'm sure they make those. They must make kid size. So I bought those. So next week when the weather warms up, because it's been 0 degrees for some reason here. And so I'll do that. I'm going to punch holes, reseed the lawn. I mean, something good better come out of all this, right?
Sure. Beautiful lawn.
So I got that. Those shoes, no problem on Amazon. You know what was a problem?
No.
Running shoes.
Really?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm very specific on the kind I like, and so I got back and I try to run in the winter time because the outdoor pool is not open, which is my thing. And so I'm running, and then the other day I'm out for a run, and I'm like, wow, my left foot is kind of cold. I look down; it's because the entire left side is blown right out. Now, they make running shoes out of taffeta right now. Taffeta and helium. I don't know. Have you ever felt a running shoe now?
Really? Just dug in and had a good squeeze? No.
No, but it held it up. Like, they're 0 grams right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've definitely gotten very light.
Yeah. And so, evidently, I blew the entire side of mine out, which is a problem. Yeah. So I thought, I'm going to get the exact same model. They lasted long enough. I wasn't upset about that. Now I know, all the stores are closed here because of the what have you. And so, okay, I'll go on Amazon. Sure, if I order now in the next 4 hours, I can have them by April 30th.
Sweet. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, no, thank you. So don't click through on Amazon for those. Don't do it. Everything else, go ahead. My nails came right away, saw blade, all those sorts of things. Those are all good. Evidently, Brooks running shoes, that's a problem.
Okay. All right. Production's low. I also think you're going to see that with regards to a lot of home exercise equipment, just depending on what the supply is, just because the demand is, gone crazy up for stuff like that. All gyms being closed, people having more time, exercise is going to go way up, home exercise. And therefore, running shoes fall in the category. Okay, I've got time now. I'm going to get into shape.
I hadn't even thought of that.
That's what it is. And the same is true for, like you say, weights and other things that we've been looking around. We bought some weights for at home because, like you said, no gym. And I realized very quickly that I'm not a runner. So I've been doing lots of walking, fast walking.
Well, so I hate running. I'm not a runner. I hate it.
No, but that's why running shoes would be in demand for sure, because of the lack of stores and blah,
good
blah,
point.
Blah.
Yeah. So my end of that story, I went right to brooksrunning.com and ordered directly from them. They said, hey, go sit by the front door. We'll be right by. We'll swing by and toss them out the
really?
Door. Yeah, 2 days. So really? We're all good. Yeah.
Interesting. It
costs about 20 bucks, 20 bucks more, but I don't care.
And I wonder if that has something to do with the manufacturer saying like, no, we're going to do this direct. Like if they're slowing down what they're going to give to some of those third parties, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Good for them. Go ahead. Go ahead. Charge a premium. I'm okay with the premium. I'm okay with surge pricing.
Okay.
Don't you think so? I mean, what is, I legitimately, if you ask me what a package of 12 rolls of toilet paper cost, I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. Like in life, I don't know what it costs.
I don't know either. So
$3?
No, it's gonna be more than that. But
more than that?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I think it's probably $3 here. I don't know.
Wow.
Whatever.
I feel like you got cheap TP.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely want to come here to poop. It's a good spot. You're gonna save a few bucks. If it's $3 and then, because everyone's going nuts, if they charge $6 and you can get some, I'm okay with it for short term,
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Let me just say a quick thing about photography. I don't know. Again, we haven't talked ahead of time about what this episode is going to be about or any of that. So I'm just going to say I have recently been inspired by the fact that I have time right now to do more photography, it's a really, really good time to take photos, I think, in terms of there are so many interesting things going on in the world today. Now, I don't know about your comfort level, about just, you know, going out on a walk and taking pictures of strangers and whatnot. But here's been my fascination, because I've never walked more, gone for, you know, that's sort of the exercise break, go out for a walk. And where I live is, you know, relatively quiet right now. So you can go for walks and definitely, you know, keep your physical distance from others. But going for walks right now is fascinating, because basically the only people you see out are other collective family units. So you see, you know, right, a parent with a couple kids or a couple together. And It's a super interesting from a photographic standpoint, in terms of, I think, you know, you're seeing relationships between individuals like in a much more obvious kind of way, like, you know, a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend or a parent with their kids. They're so close right now. So there's a closeness right, that's sort of, I don't know, palpable and certainly interesting from a photographic standpoint. And maybe I'm just more conscious of it right now, but it is so aware. People sitting on benches in the evening, like, again, together, and then there's, you know, there's all this separation from them and the next group. So it's super interesting about, I think this will bring people close together, and then those that really can't do that closeness, there's going to be probably a lot of divorces and separations when this is all said and done.
That's funny, because I'm guessing right now, I was thinking about this the other day. Like the young guys I play baseball with and stuff. I haven't asked them. I'm guessing nobody's breaking up with their girlfriend right now.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
Like, right now is not good to be, like, I would not have all my money invested in Tinder.
No, probably not a good time for that setup, for sure. Or for being single in general. Like, I think that you're hang on to those that are close to you, at least for the foreseeable future. But no, from a photography standpoint, I am finding, you know, the world such an interesting place, and going places and seeing things. And sometimes when I don't have my camera, thinking, oh man, I wish I had my camera, because that is just so interesting or fascinating. And I kind of want to capture as many of those images as I can. And I'm seeing things that I guess ordinarily I would miss. Like, I was out for a walk the other day, and I was walking around Gary Point, a place I go all the time, and I just came around a bend, and then boom, Canada Goose just standing there, just like 3 feet away from me. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. It's a nice time of night, and took a picture of this Canada Goose, and never been 3 feet from a Canada Goose just sort of standing there in the park like that, which was, it kind of snuck up on me, although I think I snuck up on it. But it was just like, this is super cool. And then I went down to take a picture of like a leaf and a brush, and then just a black cat just sitting there kind of camouflaged in this long grass down by the dike. And I thought, oh, again, this is cool. Like, noticing stuff that maybe I ordinarily wouldn't notice, or maybe that's because I'm out looking to take photos. I'm not sure, but certainly enjoying the photo walks. And based on the number of other walkers I see out there with their cameras, not just their phones, but their dedicated cameras taking photos, I think a lot of people are doing the same. This is definitely a good time, if you've got the time, to be out there with your camera, for sure. I think you're going to get a lot of cool images.
I agree. Yet you shared none of those with us this week.
No, I didn't. I'll share some in upcoming, for sure. I didn't get around to putting all those photos up or editing. And like I said, I've been shooting photos almost daily. So I will get around to putting some of those in. Maybe next week I'll make a folder of some of those pictures.
I in spite of all, we have been spending a lot of time outside when we can. The weather got kind of a little bit like freezing here the other day for a couple of days, but we're spending a lot of time outside. I thought I would be looking for stuff to do. Generally, I'm doing all right. Like, I just got caught up on my photo catalog yesterday. Like, I uncharacteristically had gotten a couple of months behind on rating and deleting photos and editing them. And I thought, oh, I'll have plenty of time in these 2 weeks. That, you know, because it's been 2 weeks since we've been off. And just got around to it yesterday. Been spending so much time outside, et cetera, and taking photos and doing that. So happy to be, felt nice to get, you know, caught up again. Thought I would go and buy, as I mentioned with the pocket hole screws, thought I would go out and build a bunch of cabinets, and turns out I can't buy plywood right now.
Mm.
Because all, like, those stores are still open, like the Home Depot. It's not called Home Depot here, it's called Bauhaus. And you have to say it like that, or they don't let you in.
Okay.
But you're allowed anything that you can do from contactless transactions is cool, but big giant sheets of plywood that requires multiple people to help you load that on your in your car or your trailer that you'd have, that's out.
Right.
So that's not a thing. Also, you got your car fixed, right?
Yeah, my car got fixed super quick.
Okay, that's good.
Did I mention someone hit my car? Was that talked about?
We talked about it last week on the show.
Okay, yeah. So it got fixed like in a matter of a couple of days, and there was a weekend in there. So pretty impressive. I think maybe they're also relatively slow. And it was interesting too, just from a where the world is at right now. I dropped the car off on a Friday, and on the Friday, you know, you could go into the office, you could sign paperwork, you know, they could hand you over the keys. And then on the Monday when I picked up the car, so, you know, 3 days later, nobody's allowed in the office. The guy dealing with my car and I stood, you know, at least 8 feet apart, more or less, like, you know, wearing gloves, tossed the keys at me. There was no paperwork to sign. It was just email transactions. And it was just like, wow, that's 3 days.
That
and,
pivoted.
And yeah, that sure did pivot. But my car was back, and it was fixed. So that was good.
That's how it was here too. I mean, it was like one day I was like, yeah, no problem. You're licking door handles and stuff, and then whoa, shut her down, Earl. What choice did I have? None.
Right.
And then but I was telling you before, like, I noticed a little while ago that our car battery was kind of, you know, a problem, and I was like, oh man, I don't want to fix this. And like, is it the battery? And remember back in the old days, like when you had like a beater car, like, I don't know, what was the car you drove when you're in university?
It was a Toyota Corolla. It was definitely a beater car. It was okay, like a 19, yeah. I'm gonna say like 86.
Okay, I wasn't trying to one up you. I had a 1980 Toyota Tercel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yours is worse.
No, I spent $200 for. I bought it from a buddy of mine for $200, and about 3 weeks into owning it, the reverse broke. So there was no reverse. It was a stick shift.
Right. So mine. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yes. That's key. And so. But do you remember like if you were driving that thing and like you had no money, right? Who had I didn't have money then. So if the battery died, it did not matter. You just push start it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I went months for just be like, no, I don't have a battery. I'll park on a hill. Are you kidding? I had no reverse and no battery. I just, as long as you parked creatively, you were fine.
Yeah.
And you could push start it yourself. And so that's what, so our battery went in our car, and I was like, right in the middle. Like, I just want to sit this all out right now. I don't care. We're not driving anywhere. But we had to go to the grocery store, and then all of a sudden, nothing. So I'm like, all right, well, we'll push start it. Worst case, I'll push it down the street. Otherwise, I'll turn, we'll go down the hill. It'll start. No problem.
Okay.
Do you know that, but these are the fancy cars now.
Oh, you can't do it.
Well, you can do it, except for there's no e-brake on cars. Like we still drive a stick shift over here. Like Europe they still have them, and I prefer a stick shift, et cetera, et cetera. But I know in North America, they're really hard to come by.
Yeah, they kind of vary. And they cost more now, I think. Used to be true? Like, oh, you saved money on it. Now it's like, oh, it's a special option.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't really something that I could find when I bought my latest vehicle, my 2018 Civic. Really? It was like, oh, I guess I got to go manual now. It was cheaper going manual. Yeah, or sorry, going automatic.
Right, right. So anyways, but the point is the... the e-brakes on these cars, even the stick shifts, it's this electronic e-brake. There's no more e-brake. Right. It just does it automatically.
Yeah.
So that if it's engaged and the battery dies, hey, enjoy that, buddy. Like, you're not pushed starting. Like, it's locked. Like, it takes you about half an hour of jiggling the key and messing around and quick turning it on. Do you have enough juice? Quickly turn it on. And e-brake. No, didn't work that time. and wait 5 minutes, do it again, and then finally it'll go off after like half an hour.
Okay.
And then you can push start it. And so I was like, oh my God. So we ended up getting it replaced today, and the battery, I had to buy a new battery, but I paid more for the battery today than my Toyota Tercel, the whole car.
Oh, that's where we were going. Gotcha. You brought it all around. Good job.
Well, no, I was more so with the fancy parking brake. I was just like, can we just have a e-brake? I'm okay with a physical e-brake.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. How do you do donuts in the snow? Not that there's snow anymore because of global warming, but I mean, how would you do donuts in the snow with an electronic e-brake? My kids are out of luck.
Yeah, tough break.
All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for March is black and white. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers on Instagram. Even better, be sure to tag us at two hosers on Instagram. And we'll check that out next week's episode. That's what we're doing next week.
Is the monthly. Gotcha.
Monthly challenge.
Yeah.
So there we go. We are talking about photo stuff today. We're good.
I think I've already got my photo.
You, oh, the black and white one.
Yeah. It's not the one that was in the box today. No, I have one that I took the other day on one of my photo walks that I'm going to specifically set aside for the photo challenge.
Okay. I have not done mine yet. Of course, it's not.
Okay. Get on it.
It's not Friday at 4:15 yet.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Just not next Friday. Did you shoot anything interesting? Well, you said you did.
Yeah. I already talked about mine. Photo walks. Do them.
All right. Do photo walks. You're right. Get out of the house. Get some exercise. I actually shot a lot more than I thought I would. We've been kind of having a bit of a I wouldn't say a routine, but we've been adding different events here at the house.
Oh, before you go any further, can I just say one thing?
Please.
How about we send this out to our listeners? Send any interesting photos from your COVID-19 area experiences. If you've taken any photos out on a walk and noticed cool relationships or anything that you think would be interesting in terms of what's going on in the world today, tag it to the two hosers so that everyone can kind of see, kind of connect in terms of here's what it's like in Maryland, or here's what it's like in wherever you may be. Maryland out
of
a hat.
Did you listen to the show when we recorded it last week?
Did you say this?
I put that out to listeners. Hey, show me what you're seeing and doing. And
I didn't know specifically.
Joe did. Joe tagged us in one.
But I don't mean just inside of your house.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking.
I do want to see everyone's experience. I even encouraged my friend's kids who are older. They're actually your daughter's age. Roughly. And I would do the same to you. I would encourage your daughter, especially now that spring break is today's the last day of spring break, technically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would encourage her, she won't do this, but I would encourage her to write a diary.
She's been doing and drawing pictures, like kind of a bullet diary or something that my wife came up with, something on the internet. But you know, she is doing, because again, I think you're going to look back on this, or the kids will, like this is history for them. I mean, it's for all of us, but for the kids, like this is their history.
Correct. This is a zeitgeist moment.
Yeah.
For good or bad or whatever it is, but it is a thing. Where were you when this happened, et cetera, et cetera. What were you thinking? Like, what was it like? And a lot of stuff will be glossed over. And the joke was like I was talking to, my buddy's kids and they're like, oh yeah, I'll write down, hey, day seven did nothing. I was like, yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. Like you already told me, like, yeah, you missed your friends.
Right.
Like we've had one of my kids' friends came by the house yesterday and just slipped a note in the mailbox for my kid and left. Now it probably had a virus on it, so I set fire to it. So, hey, thanks a lot, kid. No, but they read it. It was basically like, hey, I miss you. Like that was a note that they dropped. Hey, I miss you. I can't wait till we're, can play again. And so those are the kind of things that I would suggest you write about, and the kind of things that you photograph.
But. Yeah. I we had a really cool moment here as well. Like Jack had his birthday in the last week. And so he had three different sets of friends with their parents basically text us and say, hey, we're going to come drop Jack off a present, and then is that okay if we come and, you know, we'll set it down on your porch, and then we're going to sing him happy birthday. And so three times throughout the day, that happened. So they texted us and we opened up the door, and his friends from, you know, across the street sang him happy birthday, and then they came and dropped off a present for him. Some brought treats, whatnot. It was super touching. Like, it just being nice. That this is a sucky time to have your birthday as a, you know, he's turning 11. So as an 11-year-old, like, this sucks. And so he dealt with it like a champ, really didn't complain at all. But that was super touching that people did that. So people are figuring out cool ways to kind of contact their friends. I mean, they're having little meetups. Like, that's the online world that we're in now, is that, you know, right. The kids have, like, my kids have an iPod. Sarah has a phone, but they, you know, they get little group FaceTime chats going. And so they talk to their friends. Like, so that's cool. Right. So they can have three or four of them in a little group. We found little kind of apps where you can play group games. Like, we were doing this drawing game the other day, and they can all meet up at the same time. People are doing group workouts. So there's lots of cool ways for the kids to connect, and for adults as well, which is neat.
Which is, yeah, it's you know, silver something. Lining, I guess.
It's something, or, yeah.
Not silver lining. What do you call it? I don't know. There's a word for it.
Yeah.
Point being, we're doing a bunch of stuff here. We do basically nightly dance parties with the kids. We go downstairs. Somebody a while ago, not really anticipating this, but bought us what turns out to be like the greatest Christmas present of all time. It was about a $5 disco light from someplace. Like, it really, really could not have cost more than $8.
Sure.
And it's a light that shoots up, and you understand. Not the disco ball.
Yeah, we had one, yeah. And it kind of makes the disco effects all over the room, right?
Oh yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. So we plug that in, play a few songs on the Spotify, have a good time, have a dance party. So I threw a picture in there. There's my daughter having you can see the edge of my son. But again, that's the X100 just being the greatest camera of all time.
Sure.
Shooting in the, because that's essentially pitch black in there, but you can still see there's an image relatively in focus, probably. But so we're doing that. We continued building our little fort out in the woods, which we go to pretty much daily. And the kids named it. I don't think we talked about the name last week.
No, we did not.
All right. So they named it. They painted a sign. They're calling it after their favorite TV show. We're watching the CBC hit Danger Bay from the mid-80s on YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, they love it, man. I think your kids will not like it, actually. But the Vancouver Aquarium is featured heavily, and that's a good show. And so they named it the Danger Bay Huta, which is like the hut, obviously. Probably could have done that translation. So there's that. And then, we had one day of rain last week. So we went for a little rain walk, and I was sure to bring my camera. I got a picture of my son enjoying, oh boy, did he get soaked jumping in that puddle.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Looks good. Good hang time.
Yeah, he did well. He did well. So I think if I had snapped this photo 100 years ago, it would be a legendary photo.
Sure.
Now it's just one of a bazillion.
Right.
But this would be like, oh yeah, man, yeah, you know that one of the kid jumping in the puddle? Oh yeah, it changed the game. There you go. So that's what I've been doing. All right, photo challenge this week was issued by you.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, hey, let's see a smile.
Yeah, I did.
Let's go with yours first, then.
Sure. There it is.
That's your wife. That's your wife. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Okay. So tell. Okay. So we have a smile. What's the? Oh, you didn't aspect ratio this, did you, buddy?
I don't know.
We talked about Instagram like 2 weeks ago about how to make it perfect for Instagram. I feel like this was one of those ones that you could have really nailed for Instagram.
I didn't, I don't really, again, no. Maybe it's because I don't listen, nope. Or maybe it's because I don't care about Instagram, but yeah, I just didn't do any of that.
So, okay, so with your permission, Because up until now, I never do it. I never, ever, ever resize your pictures for Instagram. Unless, like it, sometimes Instagram crops it off. It just says, hey, man, I can't take this. I can't handle it. And so if it does it, I just stay out of it. But I never go in and optimize yours for Instagram.
Okay. You have so when my I post permission. This, you have my permission.
I should do it.
Sure.
All right. I'll do what I can. I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Okay, so tell us what's going on here in this photo.
This is my wife in front of a black background with two backlights, hair lights, one on each side, gelled to different intensities of CTO. I think one's a half and one's a quarter. So you see the orange is a little bit more orange on her left side of her hair versus her right mm-hmm. side. And then the softbox, a giant softbox with the Alien B strobe as a key light. So a three light setup. And then I think because I didn't want the shadows to be too harsh on her right side of her face, camera left, I used some bounce with a big reflector so instead of using four lights, it's three lights with a bounce.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So a pretty simple setup, although you need to have lots of gear to do this. But I was really wanting to play with the gels and separating a black background and just something different. Now, again, having the time, this all comes back to having more time on my hands right now. I just wanted to get out some gear and play around. So not that I needed all this gear to create, you know, an image of a small. I just thought, oh, here's a good opportunity to use some of this gear to do, you know, a simple black background portrait lighting.
Okay. Now this is a black background. Like this isn't just the room dropping off into darkness.
No. This is a black background. Yeah.
Which is it's nice to have.
It's nice to have, and it allows you to work at whatever aperture shutter speed you want, because again, I'm going to basically entirely use flash to create this image. So, you know, having the black background just again allows you kind of a level of versatility to do everything and not have to worry about ambient light.
And especially it speeds up your post-production.
Oh yeah. There was no post-production on this. Like, right. Like none other than a little bit of clarity and boom, boom. Like this was, 30 seconds of post because it was all done in camera.
Has your wife seen this picture?
She has. She likes it. Yeah.
Okay. Really? Because most girls get really crazy. When you do a black background and backlight it, most girls get crazy with I got hair sticking out everywhere.
Yeah. Again, not a big issue for her worrying about that. And if I wanted to do this in post, I could have cleaned some of that up, but I was like, no, I'm not doing it. You get what I did here, and I'm not, like, this isn't going up on her wall or anywhere. Mm. So yeah, this is what it looks like before you go in with Photoshop and spend 15 more minutes cleaning it up. Yeah.
Plus, I mean, obviously she has pretty low standards, so.
Sure. So, and then can I just.
That was a dig at you, not her, by the way.
I just want to say that, like, I had the other photo of my son. This was kind of the photo for his birthday that I took with his smile, and I put it in black and white just for something different. But I like this photo. And we said earlier that very kid heavy in terms of a lot of our challenge photos. So I went with the white photo, but this is a better photo. The black and white of my son and his smile in this photo. Like,
yeah.
I think it's a better photo. And again, only for the fact that this, it sort of, I don't know, captures where he's at right now. Like the smile is very genuine. The fact that he's got kind of like, I don't know, that tween kind of hairdo now. Like he's always had like,
I was going to mention the hair.
A little kid hair,
like
right?
This is why I don't like the hair though, because I don't like the photo. I don't like the photo because he's given, he is probably given zero seconds to doing this hair. And it looks cool.
Yeah, he put a little bit of water in it. That's what he did.
That's about it. Like, this is what I'm saying. There was a time when you're like, you could just roll out of bed and legit look cool. And this is kind of that. And I miss that. Now I'm like, oh, man, do people know I'm gray? I can't tell.
Yeah. And I just, when I look at pictures of him from a year ago versus how he looks now. Like this really photo, I thought, captures the transformation of how much more grown up he looks. And because I took it on his birthday, the hair really over the last 6-8 months has kind of changed, I think, how he looks. Because he just had kind of the brush cut forever, but now he cares more about his hair. He goes to the barber, although maybe he'll never be able to go to a barber again.
give it a couple of weeks.
In a couple of months he'll get to a barber, but no, the hair really kind of identifies.
Wait, Steve's and barbers?
I don't think so. I don't think any barbers. They're all closed, I think.
No. Is that where he goes though?
No, he goes to one in the, at Blendell. It's just barber shop in Blendell.
Oh. Go to Steve's, and they're good guys.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought I liked the photo because it was a coy little smile. Like I had a few in this, I took maybe 10 photos of him in the same black background setup. And some of them are just massive grins, which I sometimes like. And in this case, I just like this just subtle, very little smile, but just right. It was just kind of a just right smile.
Okay. I still can't make this your challenge photo, but we'll definitely talk about it. Yeah. You say it's better. I say it's 6 of 1. They're both good. So it's what are you?
Okay,
I'm not,
sure.
Not ripping on one over the other.
Okay, gotcha.
No, very very well lit. Very well. We'll talk a little bit more about it. I think in the topic section.
Gotcha.
Which great photos, great smiles. All right, so took the shot of my son, who's been a real smiley kid lately. He's been a smiley kid for a long time, actually, but lately, for some reason, he's ramping it up. And it's like, all right, buddy, you're up. So there you go. That's a smile.
It's nice. Yeah.
Because?
I don't know. I like the symmetry of it. Like, I like the smile is good, but I like the, you got lots of different colors going on here. You got the blue and the white from the wall, and then the red in the background, and I don't know. It's this sort of a geometry picture to me. So the smile is good, but there's lots of different other elements going on here that make it more interesting than if it was just the picture of the smile by itself. Or maybe I would attend more to the smile, but with all the other things going on, my attention is kind of like, oh, look what you've done over here. There's come some light on the floor that's interesting, and a gradient on the wall, and like you say, the blue and the white and the standing that he's standing up against, that kind of adds different elements. So yeah, I like it. Lot going on.
He is sitting. Just to be clear, but
okay,
not really relevant. Just so you know how I shot this though, because that white like the cross piece is the floor, the what do you call it, the
trim or whatever,
baseboard. Yeah, I don't know. Baseboard. That's all I've been doing. It's the baseboard in the hallway and set. So this is my office, which is the blue walls with the white doors, the white door frames, and then in the main entrance is the sort of reddish color, which is like a reddish maroon kind of thing with the white thing, etc. But I did pick out this area out specifically for the geometry of it, and wanting to include multiple colors and his smile. And so this is lit by a flash in an umbrella camera right, which is just feathering him. I believe it is. Pointing towards the camera, like, so his away from him, so it's just they were just using the edge. And then I threw another light in the hallway just to kind of light up that back wall, and threw a full CTO on that to warm it up, and just kind of splash some light on that, created the gradient like you said, and that's it. Didn't mess around. So smile, the cool. End.
Yeah,
nice catch lights. They got the catch lights how I want them. You know, it's definitely lit, but it doesn't scream that it's lit. I mean, it does, but it's not like, oh my god, like you reinvented lighting there. So it ties into our topic this week.
Okay,
and it's funny because once again, because we never, I promise, people know this. We don't plan anything.
There's no pre-thinking about what we're going to say to each other. You do a little bit of planning on the topic, but there's no communication.
I throw some notes down. I throw a half a page of notes down of things to hit. But, and then what most people, maybe they don't know, maybe they know, maybe they don't. Adam and I do not actually speak during the week.
No, other than a couple of texts sometimes.
Sometimes, like, yeah, lining up what time we're going to record, which is usually the same time. But it's not like we have time to, like, all right, well, let's chew the fat and see what's going on. And then, oh, by the way, this week we'll talk about this. So the topic I came up with this week, which was kind of hard because I was like, man, what are we going to talk about with all this stuff going on in the world? And my topic was setting the tone. Meaning, when you issued the challenge of, hey, let's get a smile, because of what's all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, and things are strange, and there's a lot of, you know, horrible stuff going on, and positives too, of course, but there's a lot of uncertainty and just great, you know, not great times. Let's get a smile. Loved it. I thought that was a great idea. So right out of the gate, I thought to myself, how am I going to set the tone for this picture? What is it that I want to say in this photo? Besides smile, what is it that lends itself to a smile? And so probably a few years ago, we talked about setting a, what did we call it? A wrong, using the wrong style for a photo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we use, like if you want like a smile, you're not going to have like super big contrasty, you know, a lot, tons of black, and maybe that's a little flick of light, you know, like you don't want that. If you're trying to convey smile conveys a feeling. What is that feeling going to be?
Yeah.
So we talked about what not to do, but here I thought about, okay, so what is it that I want to do? What do I want to convey to people with this smile image? Obviously, happiness.
Yeah.
That's what you want to go with. So that's why in my photo I said, you know what? I want to include multiple colors. I want to include cheery, happy colors, the colors that I choose to paint my walls because I like to be happy, turns out. And the last thing you want to do is set the wrong tone when you shoot a photo like this.
Sure.
So first off, now, but you, this is what I thought was interesting. I chose very specifically to include colors. You chose a black background.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you still checked off a bunch of the check boxes. Checked off a bunch of the boxes that I'm going to mention. So it's an interesting choice. Why did you choose a black background?
Well, I just thought, we're talking about a time where there's so much darkness, and where there's darkness, there still is light. That was kind of the way I was thinking about it was just like, you can still have the dark night
rises, right?
Yeah. You could still have like happy feel good that goes in a time of darkness. So that's just the spin that I took on it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you actually thought about it or just was like, background setup, I'll just shoot.
No, that. I didn't really go that way either. But I also didn't want to, like, the way I'm not going to pretend, like, I don't know, the whole world of social media to me is pretending to be something that we're not. Like, to pretending our life is amazing when there's, you know, stuff that isn't amazing, but we're only going to talk about the amazing stuff. And so the same is true to me in photography. I'm not going to sit there as much as, yeah, I can find, you know, good stuff out there for sure. We all can, but I'm also not going to pretend that the bad stuff doesn't exist either. And so to me, it was just sort of a balance, right? Like this was okay, find a balance. I want the picture to be about the smiles, which in whether it's the black and white one of my son or the color one of my wife, the pictures are about the smiles, but it's okay that there's some darkness there too. So that's all I'm saying.
Again, indeed, I'm not suggesting one or the other.
You went bright, which is, again, fine. Mm-hmm. Your take on it was, I want to show good. I want to show light. I want to show bright and color and happy. And that exists too. But yeah, to don't put it in a box of like, here are the rules of, you know, happy or smiles that can only be cheerful, sunshine, rainbows and unicorns. There's gotta be balance.
I did not make the rules. I just enforced them.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah. And so we have to have a long talk after this show.
In our two photos, it is interesting, like how different, because again, they both are smile photos, and you when you look at them side by side, like they are miles apart in terms of the psyche of the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Somewhat. in some regard, and part of that is now, so there's so many different elements that come into a photo. And, you know, I would like for people listening to consider all these different elements. Like don't just leave stuff to chance. Like Adam did not leave anything to chance here. This was very specific. And whether you want the bright colored background like I did, or you want the black background, I'm not suggesting one is a rule, but it does affect how your image comes across.
For sure. So
let's start with that. That was the second thing I had on my list. That was step number two, even though really it was step one, it should have been, because I knew where I wanted to take my photo, because this is the part of the house where these two colors come together. And so consider your background. What color is it? Color is the background. What color is the clothing? And how does the light on that background contribute to the feeling you're trying to get across? Now, there's no real right answer of, oh, no. This is obviously, Alan knows how you take a smile picture. Adam, you know, stepped on himself here. Like, absolutely not. But background and that is a big part of it. This another big part of it, and this is I think probably more than anything, is the lighting. Now, yeah, sure, Adam shot against a black background, but you did not go with super moody high contrast lighting.
No, a little bit more on my son than my wife. My wife's not moody at all. My son's a tiny bit of more contrasty, but again, I have ones with less contrast. I just like this one so much.
Oh, you could have gone nuts. You could have gone nuts with the contrast, though.
Yeah.
Which I had considered. I thought a lot about taking the photo this week, and I thought about, okay, yeah, maybe we'll shoot them downstairs. Maybe I'll shoot my kids downstairs and do sort of just a hint of light and just have that smile. But I was like, you know what? I think lighting more than anything would betray that feeling that we want to get across about that smile. And so I think you say that it's high contrast with your son. Not really. You hit that right side of his face. Like, there's a little bit obviously on the front right side of his face that is a little bit darker, but it's not crazy. To the point where like your kid is not inviting. Like, he's not a terrible way to put it, but like he's not accessible. And the same with your wife, very well lit, very evenly lit, nothing that says moody. The lighting does say smile,
right?
And ironically for me, and this is just kind of my oversimplification of it, is that if you're going to do something smile and light and breezy and that kind of thing, if you go over artsy, like you just go really nuts with the art, I don't see it. That to me, that's more for brooding and moody kind of stuff. It's not for the happy smile stuff.
Agreed.
All right. Framing. Next up, how you choose to frame your subject, what you include, what you don't include, is how does that help the photo? So you went in nice and tight on both of your subjects.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted it to be about the smile. And so the further I go away, the less that your focus is going to be on that. I mean, again, a great smile, even on a wide shot, still can draw attention to the smile. But I wanted it to be all about the smile. And so therefore, I went sort of a tight shot.
Mm-hmm. Same. I mean, I'm not quite as tight, but I'm definitely not wide. And that was the point as well. I didn't want to do a nice wide shot of that, even though that can happen. Like, I think you have to be very, very good at that to make that really work. Like, if you're to shoot like a wider shot of like two people laughing, you really have to know what you're doing. There's probably a smaller degree of error here.
Right.
To shoot in tight.
Agreed.
Which we both did.
Yeah.
But in terms of framing, like, is your subject framed pleasantly? Did I just say pleasantly out loud?
Mm-hmm.
That's a word. But you can, I mean, you can frame your subject so that it's not a very pleasant thing, you know, on a Dutch angle, for example, or just different ways that you could frame your subject to make it a little bit uneasy. You should pay attention to, if you want, you know, you want to get this tone across, pay attention to framing. Like Adam has it pretty much bang on with the rule of thirds are strong here, where your wife's and your son's eyes both fall in the frame. It's not too tight that, you know, there's no room to breathe, but it's nothing weird, like where it's sort of like off balance, everything's nicely balanced. So that is a very big deal on how to get across the right tone. Lens choice. What would you shoot for lens here?
I don't remember. I'm going to say 85, I think.
So did I. That's what I shot. Generally, knowing I wanted to get in close, the lens choice was a big deal about, you know, what I wanted to get across. If you want to get across something, a different sort of a wide open spaces or something like that, you're probably not going to shoot with a wider lens and get in close. But something like this, back up and get the 85. It could have been a 50, actually. It would have been fine with a 50. Posing style. Think about posing style. Is it open? Is it closed? Is the person's arm crossed? Like, is their expression saying, hey, like that, that all ties into the tone that you want to set in your image. So pay attention to that. Yours is very simple. I mean, I guess you just had arms by the side.
Yeah.
But it, again, staying in nice and tight. And I was very conscious of how my son sat. I wanted it to be casual, somewhat realistic, which is actually, this is probably the most realistic photo he's been in about a year. His shoulders aren't, you know, they're a little bit slouched, a little bit relaxed. It all ties in, to me, it all ties in with his attitude here and the tone of the picture. That's it. The end. Everything else is you can ignore.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good there for me. Go.
Setting the tone for your image. And it's funny because we both thought about it ahead of time, which I often do when I take a photo, especially a photo challenge, is sort of consider a lot of these aspects ahead of time and try to incorporate them into the final image versus, whoop, hey, there's a photo. I'll use that. Yeah, like you do. All right. Photo challenge for next week is our monthly challenge, and that is black and white. Hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll talk about that next week. Meanwhile, like Adam says, start posting your personal experiences of what's going on right now through this whole crazy times that are happening. Good, bad. Use the stuff that we just talked about, the setting the tone in the image, and let it go.
And take some photo walk photos and tag us in those too. Just if you've got any interesting photos to share, just from some of your photo walks. So this is a time to, again, let's build the community, let's share the photos, and probably a little bit more time for us to take a look at them and comment. I might even have to get Instagram again. That'll be a step.
Well, I mean, yes, for us, I'm obviously interested to see, but just to beat a dead drum. I really, really like it when I see listeners commenting on other listeners' posts on Instagram. I love the fact that it's not just, oh, share it with Adam and Alan. I love that you're sharing with a lot of people and that there is that web out there. And so, great time to share. Please do it. I want to see what's going on. As I said, Joe shared some things. Of course, they were shop related, and so we sort of had a couple of offline emails back and forth about our shop stuff. And so that was a nice geek out moment for myself. But please do that. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com. The two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.